Ramban, in the end of Parshas Boy, speaks out the Yesoidus of Emunah. These are the Parshas that a person has to be Mischazek, and Emunah and Boira Olam, and Emunah and Boira Olam. The last Parsha finishes before the Parsha Shmoyz, before the Makkah start. Umeaz boi ledaber el paroi hera'oi salom haze vehatzel lo hitzalto. Moshe Rabbeinu kivyochol has tainus in the Rebbeinu shel olam, kivyochol. Umeaz boi ledaber el paroi, you just made it worse. Nothing good happened. You sent me to speak to Paroi, and things are getting worse. And Hashem says, don't worry, you'll see soon. He will take you out. Shtein in Sforim, that, you know, Geulas Mitzrayim is be'etzem, it's a model, it's how every Yeshua of a person has. Every person has his little Mitzrayims, once a day, once a week, once a month. Everyone has his going into Mitzrayim, Shivud Mitzrayim, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Amol Dikriyas Yamsuf. Shidduch is one of them, but every person has his Mitzrayim. And Shidduch Givaldik is Ach. You would think Klal Yisrael are sitting in Mitzrayim 200 years, 210, they're suffering. Sof, Moshe Rabbeinu comes. A Novi Mashem. Hashem spoke to him. Everyone is sure from the Shammai will fall down the Yeshua. And what is the first message they get? Worse. Terrible. They were thrown off completely from this to believe in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And they had to believe. To get out of Mitzrayim, they had to have Emunah. On Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not take them out of Mitzrayim. But this was the system. It looked terrible. It became even worse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So before we go to Mimazbi, what I want to speak about, this is Be'etzem, the Seder HaDvorim in Avodas Hashem. And the Seder HaDvorim in Avodas Hashem is, a person could be mischazek, could decide, you know, I'm going to learn now, I'm going to be a better person, and things just don't work out for him. And it mamash looks that it's not working out. It becomes harder and harder and schwerer and schwerer. But the Yeshua has to come. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the opposite. I'm doing it for the good of Klal Yisrael. For sure, a lot of us still today don't understand why we needed that. All the Makas, Manavshach. Hashem wants to get out of Mitzrayim, take us out of Mitzrayim. Why Hashem had to have Dan Tzfardeh, Kinim Dever, Orev, Shechin, Borod, Ar, Bechoyshech, Makas, Bechoyres, why? Aber Weisdois, to be Mischazek in Emunah, it's not enough one time. You're very stark in Emunah, and the Nisayon comes, you fall behind. Only if it's consistent. Dan, Tzfardeh, Kimim, Orev, Dever, Shechin, Borod, Arbe, Choyshech. In. Then the person gets the Emunah. This is a Seder HaDvorim. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oso. Why it's like that? But this is the Seder HaDvorim. Ramban says, "Anisim agluim, onu makirim al anisim she'enom gluim." Ramban says, "This is the Iker Emunah to believe she call me ein mikreinu mikre elohaku lashgocha sabay reizboa choleinu." This is what a person has to believe. Now, we know in Chazal it's two mehalchim of Emunah and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's one mahalach, it's called the mahalach from Rabbi Akiva, called the Ovid Rachmone Letav Ovid. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, Letav Ovid. And the second mahalach is the mahalach of Nochum Ish Gamzu. Gamzulet. And it's two different mahalachim. The mahalach of Kol the Ovid Rachmone Letav Ovid is a very high madrege. Also the mahalach of Nochum Ish Gamzu is a very high madrege. But the Madrege of Nochum is Gamzu, the way we're trying to say it at least today, is the step before the Madrege of Kol Da'ovid Rachmona L'Tav Ovid. And I want to explain. Nochum Ish Gamzu is called Nochum Ish Gamzu. Gamzu what? Nochum Ish Gamzu. Gamzu what? Could be Gamzu L'Toyva, could be Gamzu L'Ro. Why you call him Nochum Ish Gamzu? What is Gamzu? Some people say he lived in a city that is called Gamzu. But you know, it's wrong because it's called Hashem Nochum. It's Nishpung Fakert, yeah? So this Mahal, this Taras Nishkan Taras. So why is it called Nochum Ish Gamzu? Gamzu could be Gamzu L'Ro, Gamzu could be Gamzu L'Tev. Gamzu is nothing. Gamzu is Gamzu. Nochum Ish Gamzu. Gamzu what? Nochum Ish L'Tev. Nochum Ish Gamzu L'Tev. This is all I got when I was Mashiach Brochus. So Talmud Chacham sent me a letter with this Shtigl Teire. This was the present he sent me to my wedding, this Kasha. Nochum Ish Gamzu. Nochum Ish Gamzu. It's a big yisoid. Nochum told us a very big way to work an emunah. When Nochum, something bad happened to him, he said, Gamzu letoivo. What is Gamzu? Also, this is good. Gamzu letoivo. Nishdo dem. No, Gamzu letoivo. Gam le rab is what? Nochum took le marshal. That's a soul. It was Alma, remember, when the time that the buses blew up. Sometimes the buses blew up here in Eretz Yisrael. Ah, Baruch Hashem, things are much better. So, you know, a bus blew up. You know, 10 minutes after, you heard from 10 people, you know, I was almost on the bus. I was banging on the door, the driver didn't let me up. You know, like 5,000 people had to be on that bus, yeah? So all these people said, Baruch Hashem. So, you know, when they missed the bus, and the bus ran away, and the Kaisel didn't let them to go on the bus, they were very upset. But later, when the bus blew up, they said, Baruch Hashem. So it looked bad, but in the end, it was good. So every person has some things like that in his life. It looks to him very, very bad. He's so upset about it. And then he sees that it worked out for good. So siyata dishmaya, then it worked out for good. Siyata dishmaya. Nochum took one time that such a thing happened to him, that it looked bad and it turned over to become good. And the next time something bad happened to him, he said, Gamzu letoivo. Gamzu letoivo. You're right, I don't see now that it's good, but Gamzu letoivo. Like last time it was bad, and in the end became good. It's a famous story. I don't know if I'm saying it exactly correct, but it was the boats that were going to Australia from German Yidden that are running away from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. And they had these, you know, they go under the water to bomb them. And the Nazis send these boats to explode these boats. That are, you know, all the boats that were going to Australia. And in the middle of the way, was a big storm, so the people from the boat decided to throw away all the things that people had in the boat. They threw it to the water. People were so upset, and they were trying. It was chidush teira and everything. Because the mamash threw everything. People were so upset. Years later, when the war finished, they found in the books of the Germany soldiers that they were about to bomb this boat, and then they saw things that were falling out from the boat. So they decided, maybe it's a message. So they send, you know, this guy to go under the water, and he picked up. And it was papers from Germany. They couldn't read exactly what was written down because of the water, but they saw Claude as Germany handwriting, letters. So they said, Mr. Stubborn, these people send it to give us a message that it's a Germany boat, that there's Germany prisoners inside. So maybe they didn't attack it. So these people, for a couple of years, when they were sitting there in Australia for 6 years, over the year, the war was so upset with the guy from the boat that he threw all the papers out. But Lamai said, this was the Ashkocha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is a case of Gamzu L'Toivo. I've had a person who say to himself, but if Hashem wants to save me, so why he has to take my papers and throw it to the water and take the guy to find it and not to bomb me? He could just make the guy direct, not... Listen, Nishkin Kasha. Das ist nicht kein Kasch. Das ist nicht kein Kasch. Das ist eine Gzeire, und es ist eine Refuhr zu der Gzeire. Mag dem Refuhr le Marke. Aber der Schkoffe ist, dass Gamsu le Teufel, things are bad, sometimes all of your life, all of your life, you think that something is bad happening to you, and then you find out that it's good. It's also in Ruchnias, the Moshe. And Gemara asked me once, you know, in Yeshiva they have these buses, I don't know if you've seen, the end of Second Seder, so like, you're like a whole bus station down there in Shmona Novi. So in Gemara came to ask me, you know, Yeshiva pays, how much they pay? So he told me, he finds an interesting thing. When he has a good Seder, he misses the bus. When he doesn't learn good, he chaps the bus. If I could explain to him, pshat. Every time that he learns good, he runs, he misses the bus. Every time that he learns shvach, he chaps the bus. So Balabatish could be pshat. When he learns good, he leaves late. Yes, he misses the bus. When he learns shvach, anyway, he's outside early, so he chaps the bus. Yeah? He asked the kashim, his stomach does not the tarot. So he came to ask me, he doesn't understand. He says, every time he learns good, he misses the bus. He misses the bus, he has to take a taxi home. It's 40, 50 shekel. Let's come out of what he gets from yeshiva. Yeah? If he doesn't miss the bus, if he learns bad, he gets the bus. He said, he has mamash, it's mamash disturbing his emunah. He came to speak to me. He said, Choshe being a man. He said, he tried all the answers. Nothing works out for it. So I'll tell you what mahalach could be. When you go up in the bus, you sit near a guy. You shmuz to him. What do you shmuz to him about? First, you shmuz to him about my chavusa. There you go. This rabbi. No. Kids, you finish the rabbeim. This rabbanim, that yeshivas. Kids, when you come home after a half an hour of loshonore, your bag is left with gomish. All the mitzvahs you learn is empty. For what affairs with the other person. So then if you learn good, Hashem loves you. You learn so good today, he doesn't want you to speak Lashonor. So what he does is he makes you to miss the bus. You go taxi, you only can look on the walls there. The day you learn bad, he sends you with the bus. Let us speak to the other person. You don't have a schus that Hashem will make that the guys will not want to speak to you near the bus. None of that schus that the guy will not want to speak to you. But you have a schus because you learned that you will pay taxi instead of going in the bus. The Ainu, why I'm saying these two examples. The etzem, a person has to build himself a gamzu letoiv. This is the easy way. Everything is good. The Ribbono shel Olam likes Klal Yisrael, Avas Olam Aftanu Hashem Elokeinu. No, it means Avas Olam Aftanu Hashem Elokeinu. The Ribbono shel Olam, he's the boyer, he owns the whole world. He could do what he wants. He owns everything. And he says, Avas Olam Aftanu Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem likes us. Avas Olam. He could do everything what he wants, and he loves us. Avas Olam. Avas Olam. That's what he did. Teiro mitzvahs. And he gave us Teiro mitzvahs. The Ribbono shel Olam loves every person. It's no bad. It's no bad. And if it's a punishment, it's not even a punishment. You're going to lose the Olam Habe. He wants to menake you, to clean you. Because your operation takes away the germs. But the Ribbono shel Olam is Avas Olam Aftan. Avas Olam. This is the Emunah and Beir Olam. This is the easier madrega that a person has to do. Our parsha is teaching us a very big yesod. Hashem needed to do dam, tzfardeya, kinim, orev, dever, shchim, borod, arbe, choyshech, makas bechoyres. Klal Yisrael leave, they come to Yamsuf. Why we took us out of Mitzrayim? The Emunah is not strong enough. We need more. You need to mechazik more. You need to be mischazik more. Person has to know. Emune. These are the parshas of Emune. You have to be koine. It's easy to talk. It's easy to speak about Emune, to mischazik in Emune, and it's hard to live Emune. A person has to know. It's one of the biggest secrets. If a person knows that, I know it's hard. I know it's very hard. When a person has a hard nisayon, things are going wrong, and he believes in Borei Olam and he's mekabel be'ahava, his schar is millions, millions more. From whom he just suffers anyways. Sometimes a person calls me up. He had a baby born without two hands and a foot. So I told him, I told the truth, it's too much for me. I said, I can't talk. I said, I don't know how to mechazik a person. I said, young couple just had a baby. How you deal with it? I said, I don't know. Put down the phone. I said, I'm sorry. I said, you have to go to someone else. I could mechazik, I don't know. It's too much. Then I called him back and I said, sorry. I said, Tom Shredna says it's too much. I said, for sure, it's not my madrigas to mechazik such a surim be'ahava. But I said, I don't know. I have to find the answer how you mechazik you. But I want to tell you, you have the tzor, nebach. Nebach, you're stuck. Can't change your luck. Bad luck for you, yeah? Too bad. But I want to tell you one thing. Every day that you say, even if you don't believe it inside, you say it with your mouth, I know it's from you, ich bin mekabel be'avo. I know it's hard, I'm working on it, but I'm mekabel on myself be'avo. Dvorim shebelev la'av dvorim, yeah? You know how much schar you will get? Billions. Don't be a na'al. Don't be a shaita. Suffer, cry, and go home with nothing in the end when you come up to the Shemayim. Fill your bag. You can add to it and it becomes millions. Add to it and you can make up millions. Person suffers. Person suffers sometimes. Mekabel be'ahava. Mekabel be'ahava. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the good. Sometimes you only see it in the next world. You don't see it in this world. You don't see it in this world. But when you come to that world, you see it's gamzul ha'toiva. It's gamzul ha'toiva. If a person trains himself, this is the Ramban in our parsha. And this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Klal Yisrael. I am in charge of the water. I could make it blood. I could make you to have what to drink, and I could make you not to have what to drink. They got the message. I am in charge of the frogs. Crocodiles, what it was. I'm in charge of the kinim. I'm in charge of the devil. I'm in charge of the shechin. And the oroiv, and the borot, and the arbe. I'm in charge. A person has to be mashrish emunah. Chutz, Chazanish says, that a person that has emunah will never be sad. Is not shaykh to see on his face for a second sadness. Because he believes in Borei Olam. It's not a stira for ishtadlus. It's not a stira. Person in the chuyuv to do ishtadlus. He can do how much ishtadlus he wants. Speaking the gedorim from Bitochen, it's not what I'm going to speak about now. Do ishtadlus. How much you want? How much your sforim will let you to do? But when you finish to do it and you didn't manage, you relaxed. You relaxed. A person has to have a munah. It's nothing bad. There's nothing bad from Bira Olam. Tell you once, a bachur gave me such a Musar Haskel. It was coming a couple of years ago. I just remembered it today. It was also passing a hard time. Something very hard was happening to me. So I remembered, it's a Pashut Musar, it's Gonish. But it was a couple of years ago I was in America once. And I had to meet a group of people that we had shaykhs to. And these people, they made like a club. They made a club. And the club was, every one of them, and the club exists still today, every one of them, I have to find them a Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. No Yisachu B'Zvulun. No, they don't want to chat the Talmid Chacham. Chacham like to learn without Yisachu B'Zvulun. And they support, every time a Chacham gets $1,000 a month from that person. And they want this person, a real Talmid Chacham, you know, very chas b'choshev Talmid Chacham, I'm sitting and learning day and night. And this is the club. It's not my idea even. Some guys got together. They asked me if I could just be the in between them and the Talmid Chacham. I'm just only a tzinor. The money only goes into my hand and goes out from my hand. But one of the things I have to do is when I come, I have to meet the club. Yeah, this is what they get from it. We sit together. Good. That time I came, he said, any time we get together is a shir. We don't have a kech for a shir. We want to go out to a restaurant. So, tell me it's a choshev restaurant. It's called Prime Grill, I think. Kids, they want to go there in Manhattan. Okay. They told me it's kosher, it's mit alle idurim, mit alle kashas. Say it. Where's Manhattan? Manhattan? He said, no, take me there. I said, no, we'll get me there. Kids, I come to the place. All of them, you know, every one of them is, you know, hot mel from the tzveite. And the kids are my say, I see, I come, they say, we're so sorry, but, you know, it's very full, Punkdale was very full there. But outside they have these chairs, and they got like a whole place outside, and they're planning to sit. So I came, that's what happened. I said, Eichel Bashuk is posel Eidus. I said, I can't sit. Even if I'm a Zagan, I will eat what I'm allowed to eat. Yeah, but I can't sit here outside in the street. So she saw Rabbi in Manhattan. I said, you want that? So the kids are the one that introduced me to so Talmud of mine. He looks at me like he wants to kill me. So you know, I said, all these people have hundreds of people are waiting for them in the offices. Everyone came out. Everyone is sitting here now. They want to eat lunch. I said, we'll go inside, we'll ask if we could have inside. The kids and I said, we go to the desk, and I said, I mean, these people want to eat. He said, we're really sorry, but it's booked, and 2 hours we'll have a place inside. I said, okay, so we will wait for 2 hours. I said, I see all these people, they want to kill me. This guy told me, okay, it's over the club. He said, you know, they'll stay here, it's kvoitcho, but you have to know it's over. I said, listen, you do the right thing from the Rebbeinu Shalom, you never lose. Hashem put me in this mat, so I don't know what. So they were sitting there. You know, we have any go in. I don't remember that story. Like a fish tank there. The kids are nice. So all of them were sitting there on the couch, sitting and waiting. Kids. One of them was like very, very connected. Kids. He said, "I will take care of it." He goes in, and they come and say, "Okay." They bring like different mechitzas. They close the whole front of the store inside, where normally is a passage. They make like a special room. And they started to serve. Upset, you know, it was a very ichy atmosphere. Everyone was upset, like, you know, from eating outside. They never heard about it. They said every person that comes to collect sits with them outside and eats. And now a new rav, new chumras. Then I got all different letters from them. From their rabbani, if it's your posel eidus, nis posel eidus. I'm not going out to the shaila. But kids are amai said, okay, I'm sitting there, and you know, it's a very ichy atmosphere. You know, how you could fix the atmosphere? It's such a bad atmosphere. So then they bring the menu, you know, a book, you know, you could choose what you want. So the kids, I can't read English, I don't know the ABC. So I said, okay, I'm sitting there, you know, everyone is like it was like a flop of a ganze matzah. So I said, you know, I'll do epis to misameach the oil and mishtik. So everything, what every person ordered, I said, I also want. I asked if it cost the money. If I want to order sushi, I said, yeah, I want sushi. I was going to order steak, I don't know. One said, well done, one said, not well done. The kids, all different zachen. The kids, I said, what I want. I said, I want what everyone has. The kids said, I had 8 plates. The kids, like, they were laughing at me, but already became like a shtickle. Then Pidom, the head of the store, comes in. The owner, it's not like a closed place, like a president. But the president comes, they also do it. Like, they close this place. So he wanted to see who's inside. So the guy, get up, this is a rabbi, you know, you want to sit. The kids are. So he sits down, you know, then they start to order, you know, the store starts to bring special things because he's a rabbi. The kids are. And then he asked the kasha. He said he has one kasha when he was a kid. He was from a little bit, he had a bar mitzvah. He has a kasha, still in the Torah. He wants, if I could give him an answer. So the Gemara says, "Zochor v'shomo b'dibur echod ne'emru." Zochor is a dibur s'rishaynis, shomo is in dibur shniyas. But why talk is zochor a sudden dibur s'rishaynis and shomo a sudden? So this is what I ask everyone who comes to the store. No one answers me. I know zochor v'shomo b'dibur echod ne'emru, but in the first asaras adibus it says zochor, and the second asaras adibus it says shomo. So Pug, the night before, I saw in the Shem Shmuel the kasha. So I told him, this is the Pashtek Shail. I said, this is Pashtek, because the Dibus Rishen is before Chet HaEgel. So Klal Yisrael in a Hecha Madrege, then it was after Chet HaEgel. The Dibus Shnius. Zocho, it means Mitzvah Esse. Shomor is Loisa, so the Gemara says in Makkos, Kol Mogim Shnei Mari Shomor Pen Ve'al. It's a Loisa, so. Before the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael were holding in a higher Madrege, so the Mele was the key of Shabbos was Zohar. After the Chet HaEgel, they were the lower Madrege, so it was Shomer. At least don't do bad. Then he said that, you know, he's going out and he's about to get engaged. So I said, we have to order L'chaim. So I called the waiter, I said, you know, the best wife, everything we have, the best bring over. You know, all these guys look at me. I said, but okay, everyone was holding the cups. I said, listen, I'll tell you the truth. I never drank l'chaim with a person that didn't keep Shabbos and Taras HaMishpocha. So I want you to swear in front of all of us that you will keep Shabbos and Taras HaMishpocha. If not, we're putting down the wine. Kids are back and forth. They say, you know what? I said, I'm swearing that I will do it. And, you know, he called his... He met his Lia Skala. And, you know, she sweared also that they will keep Shabbos and Taras HaMishpoch. Kids are again upset with me for frum. Then kids are, we're about to leave, so they tell the waiter, you know, to go to bring the bill. You know, I see everyone is already getting all nervous. You know, the cheshvan mishtamer would be at least $10,000. Kids are, you know, and I was about to offer to pay it, even though I don't have the money. Kitzer, the waiter comes back and he says, I forgot the name of the owner, I just went out of my head now. He said, he likes the rabbi very much, it's on the house, all of you could leave. No one has to pay, everyone to leave. He liked the rabbi, he's taking on the house the whole thing. So Kitzer, I thought, no, so then, from then the club became very stark, yeah? But it's not what I wanted to tell you. We went out. I had a Sheva Brochus in Baltimore that I had to reach. And because all of this story, you know, when I got stuck in rush hour, I was sitting in the car. The guy was driving me. His name is Reuven Gross. He asked me, he just came back now after I got married. And he picked me up in the place. And I told him, you know, we have to get to Baltimore, but, you know, I have to be there in an hour. I told him, just drive, you know. And when I saw, and the car was not moving, and I was getting like very angry, you know, I need to be there, you know, just drive, you know, and it was cars, he couldn't even, and he turned over to me, and he told me, I don't understand you. You just told me such a story of the moon and Beir HaOlam. And you mamish, like, you know, okay, it was a whole mountain, you know, all of them came out, it was very good, you know, it was a lot of Siyata Dishmaya, And the second after it, you're stuck in traffic and you're getting angry and you don't believe it's Beir HaOlam. It's bimis. I realized to myself, look how low you could be. Not you hear a nice story that someone tells you on Pam Grill and it gives you a emunah, yeah? You're the one that is passing the story, yeah? You know 100% it's true. You either believe or don't believe, yeah? But I know if it's true or not, yeah? And you sit there, and you're already in the Munei Ba'ilam, and you stand in traffic, and the guy near you goes slow, and you start to bang in the car while it's going slow. And you're getting so angry. This is the amount a person has to work on himself. A person has to mechazik himself. And emuna, you have to work on yourself. Live emuna. Ba'ilam, ba'ilam, ba'ilam. 10 times a day. Klal Yisrael lived a year by Ra'ilam. A year. The Makkos were over a year, Chazal say. 1 week, 3 weeks. 1 week, 3 weeks. Over a year. To mechazik the emunah and by Ra'ilam. To mechazik emunah and by Ra'ilam. I'll tell you, this Shabbos, I had the same thing. It's really late. It was a Shabbat brachas. This Shabbos is the Sarah Vision, it's made a Sher Brachas. So I'm very, very close to the Kallah side. I'm a Yudid Nefesh, I stayed by them because when I was going out with my wife, I became very, very close. I'm a Sher grew together. Chasna, I didn't go because it was the avenue somewhere, Chasnisht. So I'll go Sher Brachas. Anyway, I was staying in Ramat Eshkol, but my father-in-law is here. I made up with Bochum that I really trust that every time the Mamish Ne'emonim to pick me up, and we'll go to the Sheva Brochus, and after that I have to go to Shalom Zocher. It's pouring rain. I was standing outside an hour in the rain waiting for them because I left. Mamish, I got wet. So upset, you know, we made up. I didn't know where to go. I couldn't go myself. I could go nisht. So I decided Shabbos day I will walk myself. Shabbos, but I know the way. I will go myself to Sheva Brochus. Again, didn't work out. I said to myself, you know, it's about Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You know what? Then Moshe Shabbos was on Malka in Yeshiva. I asked him, the Malka. So the Baruch asked me, you want to go now to Sheva Brachos? I said, you know, I'll go now to Sheva Brachos. And I went to the Sheva Brachos. And when I was there, it was Miss Galgala and Yonim. It doesn't make a difference. This is really not it's private yet. But if I would go, Saif, I would go Leil Shabbos. Saif, I would go Shabbos. All of the toyeles that I had that I went with the Shabbos would never exist. I needed to meet some people with the Shabbos that I met there. That made a big change to a lot of things in my life. Yeah? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made these guys that, you know, we made up klo, we got stuck somewhere, they couldn't come. I was waiting an hour in the rain. Shabbos day. Because Hashem wants me to Shabbos, then I'll come and I will see what I need to see. And I need to meet. Why I'm saying it? The only way to mechazik emunah is to live like this. Gamzu. Every person has it. Don't think it happens to me more than it happens to someone else. I just look for it. I look. Sometimes something bad happens to me. A day after, my kids ask, "No, you already found the end of the story?" Every time. You already found the end of the story? We have the end already? Because this is the way we live. Sometimes we find, not every time we find. There are hundreds of things that we don't find the answer. If a person trains himself, he lives the Munah, that's Hashem, you'll be zeichatake to become closer and to have the real Munah and Bayo'ilah.